WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, supported by nearly all Republican senators. He faces a confirmation vote tonight. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill on some GOP resistance.
Hegseth can only afford to lose three Republican senators. Murkowski and Collins make two. We're also going to be watching Senator Mitch McConnell tonight. He could be a wild card in all of this. But either way, Republican leadership is very confident he has the vote.
Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. Also caught in the dragnet, American citizens, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. Mr. Trump expected to visit Los Angeles today to see the damage from the wildfires firsthand. Washington's latest star attractions are ready for their close-up. Two three-year-old giant pandas made their first appearance this morning at the National Zoo. Lots of oohs and ahs. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 58% of 3rd through 8th graders in Wisconsin are not proficient in English language arts. That's according to the 2023 Forward Exam. An overhaul of the state's reading curriculum was coming, but Republican lawmakers haven't released the funds for it yet. In this week's State of the State speech, Governor Tony Evers asked them to give the schools the money they were promised. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Reading reform is on the way for Wisconsin kids, at least it was supposed to be. In 2023, lawmakers passed a bill to overhaul how the state teaches reading in public schools. The new system is commonly referred to as the science of reading. It's backed by research and focuses more on phonics. It includes new curriculum and materials and hiring literacy coaches for school districts to use when they need to. Schools started this shift for students in 4K through 3rd grade in the fall, but they're doing it without the money they were expecting from the legislature. When it was passed, Act 20 included $50 million to switch to this new method, but lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee have not released that money.
The legislature need not wait until I introduce my budget to get to work. Republican lawmakers can start today by releasing the $50 million we approved with bipartisan support nearly 2 years ago. These funds were already approved. They are available now, and they should not still be sitting in Madison.
Now, it's complicated, but the Evers administration and the Joint Finance Committee have been fighting out the issue in court. If the $50 million for the new reading materials isn't released by June 30th, it'll go into the state surplus, which is already massive at $4 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there. Like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling like you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fox Valley Forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 19. It will be breezy out of the west. For tonight, chance of snow or flurries. We'll see a low around 15. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 31. Sunday, sunny, 26. Monday, partly sunny, mid-30s.
Right now, 3 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks, Aaron Ludwig, Dads with Bacon TV. Great podcast. Hope you can tune into that. Mark Houston, Belt Sports Medicine here. Lisa Hale, new Wisco Weekend on Civic Media. And now Sean Becker, Aaron's Nordic Center. We've had some great guests. We've never had anybody actually walk into our studio in cross-country skis before.
Head-to-toe spandex?
Skied in.
It's maybe
skied
the second in. Time head-to-toe yeah. spandex. Ew.
Dennis that one time wore his...
Get up.
Yeah.
Do you still remember that?
I still remember
it. Operators are standing by to take your call on that, I'll tell you.
You got a great thing taking a place at the Aaron's Nordic Center, and you do have snowshoe racing. Is that correct?
There is some snowshoe racing coming
see,
up. In,
you want to see? You want me to show you a picture of somebody that could have been an Olympic snowshoe racer if he had stayed with the sport back
Love
in the day?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Your times might be a little slow with those things, but I definitely...
What year do you think those snowshoes
you think
are
it's
from?
The equipment?
Yeah, it's the equipment, yeah.
No, really?
He's got the physique for it. He's got the knickers for it and everything.
Yeah.
And the knickers.
Yeah.
What was the question again? What year
What year do you think those snowshoes are from?
Because
I can tell you.
1913.
No, they're World War II surplus.
Those are World War II surplus.
World War II surplus. Yeah, I don't think... We used to... Okay, the boots we used to call swampers.
Swampers, okay.
And the pants we used to call britches.
Britches.
Yes.
Well, we wear britches, too, when we ski. Swampers. Just a little bit tighter.
That's a
so sorry.
It's a lyric from the
Listeners,
song "Sweet Home Alabama."
At home,
that looks like something that like a Christmas story. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah,
from a
the
Christmas
kids in there.
You shoot your eye out with that kid.
I like it. Yeah. Well, welcome, Sean Becker from Aaron's Nordic Center. You guys have a huge event taking place this week. Is it Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday that it starts.
Free Kids Day.
Which is a phenomenal, phenomenal complex you guys have down there.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Aaron's family has really, really put a lot of effort into this venue. And we really, we're really, really happy about being able to have, you know, like these kids' days where you can bring a bunch of the youth out, get them exposed to cross-country skiing where maybe they never had that opportunity before, ski around with the UWGB collegiate ski team.
Oh, cool.
We're actually their home venue. We just did their home race this past weekend. They had about 80 athletes from different colleges around the Midwest.
Very cool.
Came out and raced. So they're going to come and do a little give back with us this weekend on Sunday, and they're going to they're going to ski with kids and give them an idea how to fall, how to get up, how to ski down a hill, all that kind of stuff.
And this is cross-country skiing.
This is cross-country skiing. It's not alpine.
Right.
It's not telemark. It is cross-country skiing. You have to kind of work.
Awesome.
Well, I was just going to say, everyone's going to look outside going, we don't have snow around here.
Yeah, right.
So I think we just need to say, Sean's an expert of making snow. And can you talk about how many miles of snow you guys have down?
Well, I don't want to claim I'm an expert by any means. I'm able to make it, get it down, push it out. We've got about 3.5 kilometers of snow right now. So all the Nordic World stuff all deals in meters and kilometers. So that's kind of what I'm going to speak in at this point. But we've got depth of about anywhere from 3 to 6 feet of snow depth out there. And then we also, the trails are about 7.5 meters wide, so roughly like 24, 25 feet in width. And we have to solve the problem that everybody has right now, is that there's no natural snow. So for us to create that, when you drive out there, there's no snow anywhere else. You come over the top of the hill, you look down, all of a sudden there's this ribbon of snow making its way, winding around the property. And any given morning, we can have 50, 60 people out there skiing around. And then at night, we've got teams from the local ski clubs from Green Bay and Ashwaubenon, from Greenbush, that come out, and there'll be 100 kids out there skiing around at night under the lights. It's really
incredible.
Something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and then, like you said, with the youth group that we bring the kids out on Sunday, they'll have an opportunity to get on some of our Nordic rock skis, which are really nice because you just put your boots right into them and the kids can take off. It's more of an exploring type situation, figure out what it's like to be on skis, get used to something slippery under your feet, and then just let them go. And if they enjoy it, maybe they'll come back later. Their parents might come back later, and then we can get them involved more so with Nordic skiing at the North
Dennis
Center.
You're a brilliant guy, aren't you? Did you ever go and take advantage of this?
Brilliant guy. I thought you were going to say brilliant. No. Oh. Not from brilliant.
How
but
did you ever
asking.
Get started in any of this? I mean, you must have had a passion for skiing.
You know, I'm thinking
skiing.
Of Frank. Frank's from Brilliant.
Frank's
from Brilliant, sorry.
Yeah, different guy. Yeah. Well, so getting involved, my parents put me on skis when I was a little guy.
Okay.
You know, and
so family
oriented with it. You know, our Nordic skiing all was done at the archery club in, you know, outside of the town I grew up in.
Where'd you grow up?
And I grew up in Watertown.
Oh, sure.
You know, little town outside of Milwaukee there. And you know, we'd go out to the archery club and one of the local ski shop guys would go out and he'd trudge in the trails for us and we'd go and race. And here I find myself racing with other guys that are like now like mentors of mine and people that are in some pretty affluent positions within the Nordic community. And one of them was an Olympian right from the West Bend area named Lou Bodensteiner. And I used to watch him race as a kid and I'd go to these races and the other guys, John Momarts, this other guy that was like a national team member would like wax up my skis for me, make me feel like I was like a national team guy.
Yeah,
I could wear this suit for real, you know? That gave me the passion for it. At that point, I got into it in high school a little bit more and wanted to ski in college. And then, you know, wanted to give back. So there's an area near Delafield called Lapham Peak. And I got involved in a snowmaking operation there from the grassroots. We bought a bunch of old pinball machine parts, basically, you know, as you would call them, parts of snow guns from Pottawatomie State Park when they got rid of them.
Really?
And we took this trailer load of junk down and we made it into a snowmaking operation.
Oh my god!
And it was viable and it still is to this day and they do a great job down there. So it's one of the other spots in the state that actually has man-made snow.
How do you go from a machine into snow? I mean, why doesn't it turn into ice? How does it turn into snow and not just ice?
Well, so there is some element of it that is ice crystals,
right.
You know, but we have to what they call a nucleation process. So we're going to get all Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That's a big word.
Right now, okay?
Yeah, big word
he
for
just
Johnny.
Lost me.
Nucleation. So Mentos in a
Coke can.
In a
yep.
Diet Coke.
Yep.
You know
okay,
why that yeah, blows up
right,
like that?
Yes.
That's nucleation. It's nucleation at a rapid scale. So what you end up doing is we inject air and water together at a rate of about 700 to 1. When that does, it creates facets, and these are like creates particles. So like clouds are nucleation points. And as that gets launched out of that snow gun with this fan, it ends up building into a larger
particle.
Yeah, particle, basically, a snowflake. And that gets thrown out like 300 plus feet. And as long as we don't have these 40-mile-an-hour winds out of the northwest that we always seem to have when we're making snow now, we can put that snow where we want it, leave it sit for a day or two.
300 feet you can shoot
it? Yeah, these guns shoot about 300 feet. And when you have a theoretical number, you have 28-degree wet bulb, which is basically temperature and humidity together. And if you have 28 degrees wet bulb, you can make snow. If you have 29 degrees wet bulb, you're making rainbows. So we kind of thought maybe during the summer we could take these out for like kids' birthday parties and make rainbows in
nice.
The back for
nice.
Photo ops and stuff. But that's
just a side hustle.
This is another way to make some money on these things. Yeah. So we've got 17 snow guns that we use out there, and we've got a big water source, big 10 million gallon pond that we are able to make snow out of that pond. So it's it's a great, it's if without it, we wouldn't have it, have any skiing right. at this point. And same thing like with the Birkebeiner, you know, largest ski race in North America happens up in Hayward. They did it on a 10K loop last year on all man-made snow. So it's kind of the way it's going. I mean, we're going to end up having to keep making snow at this point in order to get any races. So we have races that are coming from other areas that are asking us, you know, like Rhinelander mm-hmm. last week didn't have snow. So we had to held their race, the junior national qualifier here as well. So.
That has to be costly. How does it get paid for, and what does it do to the cost of the sport?
So, you know, we have a membership base, and so people have to pay to come and ski. So that way, we can cover the cost of making the snow and the operations of everything. Yeah. So, and you know, for the sport, it's going to end up, you know, I think at over a period of time, it's probably going to drive to more membership based type use. Versus just state park, county park.
I mean, you hate to say it, and I don't want to get into the whole global warming type thing, but the fact of the matter is, we just don't have snow like we used to get. And I have to think, this isn't going to be like, this year we don't have much snow, we need to bring out the guns. It seems like this might be the foreseeable future for winter sports, huh?
I definitely believe so. I mean, when you look at World Cup over in Europe right now, all the races in Scandinavia, hit or miss, but most of them are all on the same thing, just a ribbon of snow that the athletes are skiing on. And some of the times they've got rain, they've got, you know, winds, they've got real high temperatures. And so that makes it really difficult for them to hold the races that they used to have.
How does that affect their training then?
Well, quite a bit. So we have a roller ski course. So we have an asphalt roller ski course that's underneath all the snow that we have right now. So during the summer, we always say skiers are made in the summer. You don't just put your skis on in December right. and then boom, I can go do a marathon. Mm-hmm. These athletes will train at our facility over the summer months on roller skis. So they're just shorter skis with rollers on the ends of them. And then they can ski into our biathlon range and they can still ski and shoot. And
didn't we have an Olympic biathlon athlete from right around here?
Two of them, as a matter of
okay.
fact. Yeah. So Deidre Irwin, she's from Pulaski, and then Paul Schomer, who's from Kimberly.
Okay.
And Deidre's on the national team right now, and Paul Schomer is he was out with a knee surgery, and he's clawing his way back into it, rebuilding it this year. And it's really great
they
to see
train
that.
At your place?
Come and train at our place. Yeah,
wow,
Paul was
cool.
there this past summer. I got to chase him around. He said, "Hey, film me, you know, skiing. I'm going to do some really fast time trial laps." And I'm thinking, do you have a rocket ship that I can keep up with you? Because you're a national team member and I'm a master skier, you know. So I got in the golf cart and chased him around. I still couldn't keep up with him.
Talk about some of the other events you got going on this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So this weekend is just our youth day with UW Green Bay. The following weekend after that, we have the Wisconsin State Sprints. So that's high school sprints. That's 2 days of racing, two different disciplines. The weekend after that, we've got the Snow Crown Series, which is fat bike racing. And we do that right down the middle of our trails, which those guys love to do.
Can we get Johnny out there?
Fat bikes. I'll stick them on one. Oh, as long
I would
as you can
love
that. Straight down,
so
be great.
I would love that.
Yeah,
thank you. I got great thighs.
It looks like it. I can get you into a pair of these.
On the bike, not on the skis.
On the bike.
We don't want to put them on skis.
No. We'll get them on the bike.
I don't mean to sound weird. Would you like to feel my quads?
Yeah.
I'm moving.
I can feel that.
That's
a calf. That's a calf, not a quad.
That's
a huge calf.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
I just get that mixed up, quad and calves.
Yeah. So then the next weekend after that, we move into our first ever Masters National Championships.
Oh, Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, and that's a U.S. biathlon event that we're putting on, and that's 3 days of racing, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we're really looking forward to hosting not only U.S. Masters, but also moving into Canadian National Masters happening as well, and then we're racing against the Canadians at the same time. So we've got three big races all happening over 3 days on that Valentine's Day weekend, yes.
Why do I have a feeling they drink a lot of beer after their races, the Canadians?
I don't know that yet. But I do know the fat bikers like to drink a lot of beer.
Mm.
Well,
John just picked up a new sport.
Yeah.
Quick break. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The 2025 draft is a few short weeks away. Experience it up close and personal with the help of Simple Life Hospitality. Homes are now available for booking, and locations are renting fast. Choose from homes to fit every budget and create unforgettable memories during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy exceptional concierge services while you visit the Cathedral of Stadiums. And don't forget, Simple Life Hospitality gift certificates make the perfect surprise. Book now at SimpleLifeRentals.com and make your draft experience unforgettable.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Who wants a free Bloody Mary or a mimosa? I bet that got your attention. It's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and on Wednesday, January 29th, you can watch Mino and the Mayor live at Heights Pub and Parlor as we get together to celebrate their one-year anniversary. Enjoy a complimentary Bloody Mary or mimosa the morning of the show as you watch the guys, well, be the guys, live, in person, with special guests. Go ahead and check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name.
When no one else would come.
No?
No.
No, not feeling it?
No.
That made me cry.
Nope.
Welcome back.
Because it was so bad.
It was not that bad.
It was
not
Dennis, good.
Dennis from the Glam Band, good or bad?
I'm all emotional about it.
Thank you. Still 14 degrees below zero wind chill out there. We're with a man that pays no attention to those sorts of things. Sean Becker, I have to ask you, Sean, I mean, people will be going out competing in this kind of weather. With what you're wearing, I mean, it's so thin. You're warm enough, huh?
Oh, yeah. You're working really hard when you're out there. So you might have a base layer underneath if it's cold. But otherwise, you know, it's the 20s. It's just one layer. That's all you got on. And it's just kind
it's
of
some, total body movement.
Some so wind block, strategic wind blocking that you end up having to do. But other than that, yeah. It's,
what's your official title out there, Sean?
Strategic wind blocking.
Because it seems like you do a little bit of everything.
I kind of wear a few hats. But
oh,
that's kind of my background in that stuff. So director of sport and athlete development. At our venue.
Do people realize how cool the Aaron Center is?
The people that come out do understand that for sure. I've had people tell me that they get to come out and enjoy what we do for them. So I had a guy bring me venison one day and say, this is a passion for me and I want you to enjoy something that I have a passion for because you have a passion
so
for this.
Beautiful.
It was really cool. And then donuts periodically for staff and stuff like that. But the thank yous that we get, you know, we kind of change the formula for Nordic skiing in Wisconsin, because you've got your state parks, county parks that you go to, but you pay
some
one
golf
fee.
Some golf courses
when there's natural snow, and you pay one fee, and then you can go everywhere. And in this location here, you know, people are coming in, they're skiing, they're coming back inside, they're playing cards, they're drinking coffee. You know, we've got some grab and go food for people to have there too. So those kind of amenities that we have really kind of elevate the experience for people at the Nordic Center. So
I'm picturing a St. Bernard with rum right now. I don't know why.
Right.
We don't have those yet.
Well, he's talking about playing cards.
That was a yet.
We're always looking for the magic formula to lose weight. How good of a weight loss is cross-country skiing?
Oh, my goodness. If you can stand it, it's the best cardiovascular sport that's out there. Classic skiing, you know, there's like 5.4 million people that do it. And if you think about Scandinavia, where it's the most popular, and it's ingrained from like birth on, and there's like 28 million people there. The majority of those people are there. I think we have about 500 of them that come up by us. But age range, there'll be 70-plus people out there all the way down to, you know, 4 or 5 year old kids first getting on them. But yeah, you want a good weight loss program, jump on the skis, go ski 3 hours, come back, you're gonna be feeling it for
John,
sure.
John, you have to be able to stand, though.
I've never cross country skied.
I'm telling you right now.
Wow, it's
the,
hard.
The from their ski.
Is it?
From their start line.
Yeah.
Within about 100 feet, you have to go up a hill.
Yeah, there's a few hills out there.
And
yeah, for sure.
That would be.
Is it a tough sport to pick up?
I would say no. It's got a really low barrier to entry. You know, we do lessons out by us. We've got a really great Heather Higgins is a really great instructor that we have, and she takes, you know, the little kiddos all the way through adult. Gets you on skis. We get you a nice flat area, and you can shuffle along until you get a feel for it. As long as you can, you know, pick a good weather day to come and do it, where it's not unbearably windy and really cold. You know, you can definitely step into it really easily.
What age would you say for kids to start? What's the
Right away, as soon as they're walking. Put them. My son, Jacob, I put him on skis when he was 4.
Wow.
And he was really big into Thomas the Tank Engine, still is. And I put him in the tracks, and he said, "Ooh, I'm a train."
Yep.
And he just took off. I didn't have to say another thing after that. So,
that's cool.
You know, as soon as they're walking, put them on skis. They make some really nice, easy ones to get on. And then they'll just,
they're so low to the ground that even if they fall,
they love it too. And instead of like when you're coming up on another skier and you want to overtake them, usually you yell track, A lot of these kids are like, excuse me. And it's so cute that they'll just get out of the way and take it over. So it's, get them going early because it's a lifetime sport for sure. Yep. There's so many avenues that you can take with it. And when families get involved and they get through like high school, middle school, and you can build them into collegiate skiing. Then we have master skiers after that. So you don't lose touch with it. You just stick with it the rest of your life and family into family. I think it's definitely a generational sport for sure.
Love it. And it seems like a not a lot of danger for getting hurt.
No.
Type thing.
You know, I mean, there's.
I mean, Nikki talked about she went curling with a guy and ended up with 6 staples in his skull or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he wasn't coordinated either and had terrible luck, but.
They throwing rocks at each other in that one? Isn't it like throwing rocks at each other?
No, they call it the stone.
Right. You know, one thing though about when we had a kid from the UP that won a gold medal a few years ago, Baumgartner.
Snowboarding.
Yeah. And he said he had to go out west. You know, he grew up in the UP where there's a lot of snow up in Iron River where it's like crazy with ski brool and everything. But he said what a difference there was from like, okay, snow here, snow there, snow someplace else. Do you guys deal with that too with some of the international people that you come and train?
Yeah, you know, there's people that'll come like from the east and come ski here, and they're used to skiing on more wet snow there.
Sure.
Out west, when you're up at elevation, it can really vary. Dry snow some days, wet snow other days, icy snow when you get freeze-thaw cycles. With our snow, we tend to have a really good quality snow when we make it and we spread it, we do it at the right time so that we don't just turn it to ice. Otherwise, if it's all wet and you plow it out and it's ice, it's like taking a potato peeler to an ice cube. You can never really make snow out of it again. It's all just ice shavings. So we try to keep that snow fresh. We groom every night, regardless if we have one person or 500 people ski on it.
Wow.
We want everybody that when they come out to have that first tracks opportunity in the morning. Wow. So there's times when guys are rolling up there and they're like 15 minutes
before
we open.
Do people realize the work that goes into this?
Some people do. Some people don't.
Mark is shaking his head.
I'm sitting there saying, I'm telling you right now what Sean does for this facility.
Right.
I don't think people have a clue.
And it's a thankless.
So when they show up the next morning at 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and Sean has, they have people coming from all over the Midwest. This isn't just, an hour away, 2 hours. They'll be about 3, 4, or 5 hours. They'll drive in, but I don't think they understand how much work it takes to, one, get the snow, two, groom it.
So are you sleeping in your workshop, you're saying?
There's a lot of caffeine gum that I chew and stuff like that. Sometimes take a little cat nap. I actually fell asleep in the cat after I was done grooming the other morning, and people skied past me for the first 2 hours that we were open. But nobody ever checked on me to see, like, is he dead? Is he alive? It was kind of funny. But, you know, like what Mark said, is great. We had teams from Wausau come over, and ski for
they're
the whole
serious
weekend.
Out there. Holy shit.
They're training. They are training hard. Birkebeiner is coming in less than a month, and everybody is, like, panic training now, getting their K's in to get ready for it.
So. Mommy, it looks like there's a dead man.
We
work on your time.
They just wanted to let me sleep.
Sean, thank you for what you do for the people that enjoy the outdoor sports up here. People have to check out the Aaron Center. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. They can check out aaronsnordic.com and see what we've got going on coming up in the next bit. But come on out and ski.
Sunday?
Get some lessons. Sunday, Kids Day with UW Green Bay.
Outstanding. Thank you, Marantz.
Sean
Great
Becker, to meet you.
Thank you, guys. Center. Really appreciate it.
Joining us next, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Mike Shambo, our special guest, back after this. All I can do, I've done.
memories won't go.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Following the State of the State address Wednesday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Oshkosh to meet with local leaders and community members. It was there that he told reporters he doesn't know how he would respond to actions that might be brought to the state by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agency. What he does know is that immigrants are an important part of the state's economy and culture.
All I can say is that the people of Wisconsin are concerned about the fact that we have people, immigrants, working in all sorts of industries in the state. We love those people. They're doing good work, whether they're milking cows or doing processing of meats across the state. You name it, they're a major part of our economy. We can't afford to have them scared away and leave our state.
Evers also visited Rhinelander and Milwaukee yesterday to meet with local leaders and community members and discuss how to support local communities in this Year of the Kid. With fears of mass deportations and increased ICE activity, Wisconsin immigrants need support and protection. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Protecting immigrant families in Wisconsin will be the focus of a community group's press conference this weekend. Voces de la Frontera is set to host a press conference Saturday at South Division High School. They'll be launching their statewide annual assembly. The event is said to spotlight efforts to protect immigrant workers and their families across Wisconsin. Milwaukee Common Council President Jose Perez is scheduled to be one of the speakers.
WGBW has an e-newsletter that comes out twice a week, and it is filled with stories you care about from the greater Green Bay area. Subscribe today at WGBW.fm. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yura Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothée Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist, Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain, and his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actress category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fox Valley forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. Highs near 19. It will be breezy out of the west. For tonight, chance of snow or flurries. We'll see a low around 15. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 31. Sunday, sunny, 26. Monday, partly sunny, mid-30s.
Right now, 3 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You've heard that laughter is good for you, so let's get our fill of it in the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. National Belly Laugh Day, the perfect excuse. We'll have surprises to make you laugh.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
He gets around.
All right, we're back. It's Mino and the Mayor on 97.9.
Hi.
Finally,
I got Mino's headphones on. And I
has can't... left the building.
Wow.
Guys.
John, get your hearing checked. Holy shnikes.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, guys, it's Nikki Z. We're here with the Heights Pub and Parlor music series with Dennis from the Glam Band and everybody's favorite Ashley from the Heights.
Hey.
Ashley with the good hair.
Woop, woop.
What's going on at the Heights this weekend?
Well, it's Friday night, so stop in for some perch. You can see Braylon at lunch or me and Heather tonight. We've got the perch, the pan-fried or beer-battered walleye, and grab a hand-muddled mule. We also have a banana old-fashioned on special with banana.
I'm sorry, what?
Old Smoky. Yeah, banana old-fashioned.
She made hand-muddled mule.
Yeah.
I don't think it was muddled.
It's hand-muddled old-fashioned. Well, that's what I meant to say.
Model.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of...
My headphones are too tight.
You would be the hand model for The Price is Right.
I was thinking of Zoolander.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. I'm losing it.
You got to have it to lose
banana
it,
banana old Smoky. So,
Old Smoky.
It's actually tasty.
It is really... No, that's really good stuff.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we've got the Meyer event. No Can Do, a tribute to Hall and Oates. So you can stop in, grab some drinks and dinner before then or stop in after.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and next week we celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
I know. We're so excited.
Yes. So woo-hoo-hoo. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will have happy hour drink prices all day. So it'll be your $4 draft beer, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottles, as well as half off appetizers.
Hello, yep. Nurse. Oh.
And then you guys will be live on Wednesday in the morning at Heights.
Stovetop, I'm staying.
Yeah.
We cannot wait.
I mean, we can kind of mention that we had a staff meeting at the Heights yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Quality.
The money department at Civic Media has not quite seen that bill yet.
Accounting. Mm. Accounting.
I'll be getting that phone call later. Thank you, Ashley.
Woo!
Yeah, but we had a lot of fun yesterday.
Keep the meter running, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, very awesome. Thank you so much. And today's Heights Pub and Parlor music series feature is none other than our very own Mike Schabo. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bammy-nominated Mike Schabo.
Yes.
It's all Bammy.
If I'm distracted, I'm thinking about a banana old-fashioned, so...
Or the fish.
I think it's Ashley's hair. That distracted me. I'm not going to lie.
And the cute Googles. She's so cute. It's nice to have some eye candy in the studio.
You need a moment alone? Mike and I will just go hang out.
I mean, all three of you, I'm saying, by comparison to what I'm normally
sitting
alongside.
What are you guys doing after this?
Alongside.
Yeah. I think we're going to Heights Pub and trying the fish.
There we go.
There you go. I like it.
Hand modeled mule. Can you imagine that? A mule with hands. Never mind.
Don't make it weird, Dennis.
I can't help it. That's how I was raised.
All right, Mike Schabo, how long have you been performing in the area?
All day, he says.
Yep, I just started today. No, just kidding.
Awesome.
I used to play about 20 years ago, and then funny story, I took a 20-year break, had kids, career, all that, you know, all the adult stuff happens.
Do the kids know this?
Asking
for a friend.
Yeah, just don't tell them. All right. My wife, one night, we were out at La Vie Tavern just having some drinks, and she went up to the bar owner, and she's like, can you book him? I'm sick of his guitars just rotting in the basement. She had never heard me actually play other than just, you know, jamming out in the living room, but I never actually played a full song. So they said, sure. And so in about 3 months, I had to learn about 30 songs to play.
No pressure.
And that was about a year and a half ago. I thought it was going to be my only gig. I thought I was going to stink the place up. And here we are a year and a half later, having just a ton of fun.
High five.
Yeah, there we go.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I see your name all over town because you are booking a ton of dates. Oh,
then the kids definitely know.
Yeah. Are you my daddy?
Right, exactly. They're like, it's spelled the same in everything. Yep. So congrats.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of fun.
And La Vie is a great venue. They do a great job with their live music lineup as well.
We love it there, and it's in within walking distance of our house. So,
So what is it that got you in the guitar playing business anyway? What is it, man?
Well, when I was 12, I wanted to be cool, and so I started playing guitar, and found out that it wasn't as cool as I thought. But I absolutely love playing. It's such a great release, and as you probably know, just. Music, have a bad day, pick up the guitar, start strumming, and suddenly you're over whatever stresses you had.
So. I wouldn't know. I'm not a musician.
You just play one on TV.
There's a delineation between singers and musicians. And
true story.
It's good to know what the difference is.
You do have jealousy issues, don't you?
No, I got jelly on my bread. I'll tell you what. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. See these hands? This is great for radio. Small, smell like cabbage. Anyways.
You're not a midget. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's like having Jim and John on the show.
I know. I just did a very cringe thing. All right. So, 12 years old, you're strumming. What first song, first chords? Walk us through it.
Well, so that was back in 92 ish. So, of course, I wanted to learn Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all that stuff. So 30 years later, I'm trying to do my math here. 30 years later.
We're not checking the math, so that's fine.
Mike, it's 32. But Judge,
checks out.
30 years later, I'm still playing 90s. So I'm stuck in the 90s. And the cool thing about it is I thought everyone was still playing 90s all over the place. And no, actually, a lot of people come up to me mid-set, sometimes even mid-song. I was like, I'm kind of playing right now, but I haven't heard this song played out in a bar forever. And really? Like, why not? Because my mind's still stuck in the 90s.
100%. I love 90s.
No one else is. But it's good because a lot of people, they'll come up to me and be like, bro, nice set list. Be like, cool, bro. Give them a fist bump. And,
awesome. Yeah, will you play us a little something?
Sure.
What's your first 90s
I'm going to play a little, and I'm going to have you guess the artist.
Okay. I usually do not do well at this.
No, me neither.
But this is a song that I loved growing up and have never heard played before, so I wanted to play it out at bars, and people love it. So here we go.
Mike Schiavo, ladies and gentlemen, on the Heights Pub and Parlor music series here on WGBW.
Even time, the thing they call divine, and the stars they'll shine for me. And all is well, all is well for you, and all forever. Living in the meantime, wait and see. Love the only of you. Love is lit, and the skies are blue. When I cry for me, I cry for you. Tears of holy joy, and all the days there yet to come. And did I ever say I'd never pray? Fly towards sun. Living in the meantime, something's gone. Oh, love the only of you. Lands are green and God's blue, and all in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you. What's on spot? See you sometime. Give my love to the future of the humankind.
That's okay, not okay. While it's on my mind, there's a girl that fits a crime for the future love dream that I'm still defined. But in the meantime, I love the only of you. Lands are green and sky. All in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you. Just like you, just like you. Just like you. All in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you.
All right, name of the band.
Space Hog.
Yeah!
Ah, thank you, Google. But
tell
Space
her what she's
Hog,
wronged on.
You cheated on that?
100%, but I knew it.
I'm disappointed.
I knew it.
I lean into disappointment. Hey, Space Hog might have done it first, but you did it real nice.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome.
A lot
it's
of
also
practice.
On that's on a movie soundtrack somewhere. I know. I recognize it.
I can't remember.
Nothing? Nothing.
It's not Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, but that is a solid soundtrack.
Right?
Yeah. I love that. What else do you like to play? Anything? Have you ever written anything on your own?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
So actually, I had a band 20 years ago. We did all originals.
Nice.
Recorded an album. It was really fun. And then just, I don't know why we fizzled. Bands just fizzled out for no reason sometimes.
Yeah. Well, 20 years ago, that was then married, children, and life happens.
Right. And the other artist that co-wrote the songs with me, he lives in Tennessee, but I'm actually trying to get him to come up and do a little reunion show. Funny thing is we had like 8 fans, so the reunion show, I don't know how big it would really be, but
it's more fans than this show has, so you're doing well.
There we go.
Add the rest of us to that fan base now, so
I will stop this car.
That's fine. That is absolutely fine.
Ever watch Gentle Ben? He's like, what are you talking about? Do you have any idea what Gentle Ben is? We said, hey, what's Gentle Ben? Do you ever?
No.
I've never heard of it either.
Nope.
So,
but say,
I know, the S is 70-30,
though.
I know.
It was a TV show back in the 60s, late 60s, and it was in syndication in the 70s, and I remember watching it on Saturday mornings by 10 or 10:30. It was on NBC, actually. I can even remember it was on NBC.
Boom.
Do you remember the show Cop Rock? Where everyone, it was basically a cop show, but it was a musical.
No?
You have to Google it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. But if you ever need a good laugh, just YouTube it and laugh for a straight
Cop Rock.
15 minutes.
If I ever want a good laugh, I'll just pull up YouTube and see some glam band video.
Who's that guy?
That front man.
Who's that guy wearing those tights thinking he's some sort of cross-country skier Birkebeiner guy?
So we just got a text in from the Labonte brothers who are listening in and want to say hi to Mike this morning.
And he just played at La Vie last night. I believe Mitch did.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. They're
did
good buddies.
Did you hobble over there last night?
I didn't. So, you know, with having a wife and kids and a kid on the way, too. So,
ooh, congrats.
Have to balance the family life as well.
How do you do that? Because I talked to my doctor. You see, he says I can't carry to full term, so I don't.
I don't think you were either, quite honestly,
well,
Dennis.
That's okay.
I love you, I mean
it. You should see the stretch marks on my mom.
Oh, my.
I came out like this, great for radio. Hey, Ma! Here I am!
Yeah. Ta-da! Well,
it's a food baby, so it's very short term.
Gerber.
It's like a seven-day cycle.
Well, one of the things I want to mention is that we usually close this show with a couple of songs. One of them is the theme from WKRP in Cincinnati, because it's classic, the closing theme. But we also usually close with Everlong from Foo Fighters. And the reason why we do that is because it's one of my favorite songs, and I really don't care what Jim and John want to do, right?
Nice.
So I normally close the show
with
that.
Lean in.
So, put that foot down.
So while we were promoting Mike on the show, the song we used is his version of Everlong. So
nice. He's
going to do another song when we get back,
yay,
but then he's going to close the show with his version of Everlong today.
Oh, cool.
All right.
See,
I'm so
all
excited
about Todd today.
Yep.
Play us out, Mike Schiavo.
Well, we'll come back.
Okay.
We'll come back, but.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just, yeah. It's tough to find good help. Stay here. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
We're back on Mino and the Mayor. We're listening to Mike Schiavo during the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Ashley, hit us one more time. What do you got going on this weekend?
Hit me, baby. One more time.
We've got fish tonight, so stop in and see Heather and I and our hand-muddled old-fashioned.
See, hand-muddled. I keep hearing it.
Hand-muddled. We got banana old-fashions on
I think I need to step over and try
right
that.
Now. Yes.
It kind of just sounds intriguing.
With a banana old smoky.
I need to
I still have
again.
That gift card, so that could be an entire night of banana.
I'll drive
you. Heck yes. I will see you guys later. And then next week, we have our one-year anniversary coming up. So Monday, our anniversary is on Wednesday, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're going to have happy hour drinks all day. So $4 draft beers, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottle of beers. And half-off appetizers.
I'm already happy.
And then on Wednesday morning, Mino and the Mayor will be live at Heights Pub and
Parlor.
We're
going to be broadcasting live.
I'll drive.
We're so excited.
Guys, I'll drive.
All right.
But big congratulations, because this day and age, it's kind of tough to be in the bar restaurant business. But you guys are doing it right.
And service is always great. The food is great.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Quality is job one.
Yep.
Right?
Haven't checked them out yet. Yeah. Please stop on down.
Yeah, well, let's check out Ashley's hair for crying out loud, if anything else.
She's super adorable.
Hey,
Dennis,
Mike.
Thanks for always being here.
Thanks for letting me. Are you kidding me? The restraining order must have wore off.
It did not.
It has expired.
Yeah. Mike, what are you going to do for us next?
So I do a lot of 90s, but I also like 60s, 70s, 80s, and new rock. So I'm going to do a song by the Allman Brothers own little way. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, I am actually playing at Mr. Brew's this evening.
In De Pere.
In Depere Ledgeview. It's like that weird.
Depere.
I don't know what to call it.
It's on GV.
It's on GV. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What time?
And then at 5:30.
Nice. Yes. Happy hour music.
So you can get a burger, a beer, and listen to me play some tunes.
After work party.
Yeah. And I got some fun shows coming up. Badger State. That is a really fun place to play.
Yeah.
They have a cool stage set up. Mackinac's next weekend. I actually play a duo with Ramona from Ramona and the Flower. So,
oh, yeah. We love her. Please tell her we said hello.
Yep. Oh, we'll do. We'll do for sure. And then, a couple other places as well. So,
if anybody wants to check you out online, what are your socials? Where can they find you?
Mike Shabo Music.
And Shabo is spelled?
S-C-H-A-B-O. Hopefully everyone grabbed a pen and wrote that.
Just like it sounds.
Of course.
Shabo.
Shabo. All right.
All right, here we go.
Mike Shabo.
I got you, buddy. I got you, man.
There we go. Oh, here we are.
I've got a road. Keep on. And I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. I'm not gonna let them catch Midnight Rider. And I don't dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Trying to catch the sustain on that guitar there at the end.
Bravo,
it's
my
the sustain
friend.
That binds us, man.
That's Should I just talk that growly the rest of the day?
Yes. Then you must sound like Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. I think that's how he...
Or Batman, right?
I was going to say Batman.
Oh, my God.
Come Where see is me at Mr. Bruce tonight. Like, okay, dude, I will.
That was so good. Yes, absolutely. You'll be held against your will.
Yes.
But you're on socials,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook's the main way to reach me. I'm a little lazy on Instagram. I just, there's too many.
There's so many.
Yes.
So how does a person book you? Through the Facebooks?
The book of faces.
As you now know, I have a bat symbol.
Yes. You must book me.
Must book me. But reach out to me on Facebook. That is the best way. And I have a personal page, too. If you don't catch the music part of Mike Shabo, I will respond either way.
Amazing. Cool. Yes. Thank you so much for cruising in here today. Good luck with everything. We hope
Thanks
to check you
me.
Out sometime soon. Ashley, as always, thank you so much. We cannot wait to spend your anniversary week with you.
Yes, that's going to be so much fun.
Hey, Mike, you want to take us out with Everlong?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right.
Mike, tonight at the Mr. Brew's Tap House in Depere/Bellevue at 5:30 tonight.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.
Hello. I've waited here for you ever long.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel will discuss how to defend the Constitution. Also, how many pardoned J6ers violently attacked police officers? And what's in the RFK and MLK Jr. assassination files? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A series of ICE raids in cities across the country Thursday as the Trump administration ramps up its dragnet of immigrants in the country, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. ABC Sonia Rincon.
Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka says that veteran suffered the indignity of having the legitimacy of his military documentation questioned, calling it egregious and in violation of the Fourth Amendment. And he insists the proper warrant was not presented.
A federal judge in Seattle temporarily blocking Mr. Trump's order seeking to end birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. The president says he will appeal. Two stops for President Trump today to survey damage, first to hurricane-battered western North Carolina, then to wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles. Conditions slowly getting better across Southern California this morning, but there's still an elevated risk of fast-moving fires as winds gradually subside. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa